Get ready to be inspired. This is Miles of Impact.
Welcome to Miles of Impact, the official podcast of the Crossroads of the West Council, where we celebrate the incredible journeys scouts embark on and the difference they make in their communities. I'm Russ Tanner, the Council Program Chairman, and today we're talking about the ultimate scouting adventure, the 2026 National Jamboree. Now, on the Council Program Committee, we work with advancement and recognition, training, the outdoor program, conservation, activities and civic service, and these great Jamboree events, both on the national level and the world level. If you've ever dreamed of ziplining across the Summit Bechtel Reserve, scaling climbing walls, paddling through whitewater rapids, and meeting thousands of scouts from across the country, then this is the episode for you. Joining me today are two scouting veterans who know exactly what it takes to make a National Jamboree unforgettable, Robert Piper and Jeremy Robertson. They've both led Council Jamboree contingents in the past and know all the ins and outs of getting scouts to this incredible event. So let's dive in and talk about why the 2026 National Jamboree is an experience you won't want to miss. Before we get into the details, however, let's introduce our guests. Robert and Jeremy, tell us a little bit about your background in scouting and your experiences with past Jamborees.
Thanks for inviting us to participate in this. Jamboree is super exciting and something that I'm passionate about. My name is Jeremy Robertson. I live in the Salt Lake Valley, but my scouting experience has spanned from the old National Parks Council as a youth scout to the Trapper Trails Council in my early married life and living in Cache Valley, and then some participation with the Great Salt Lake Council before the three councils merged. And I think I might be the reason. I just had to bring all my scouting experiences together. But as I've had the opportunity to attend a couple of Jamborees, those have been some really cool culminations of that scouting experience. And I'm excited to share some of our thoughts and get ready for the 2026 Jamboree with you.
My name's Robert Piper. I have been in scouting for quite a while. I love participating in scouting, not necessarily for myself, but for the enjoyment of being able to watch what it does for youth over the years. It has just been such a fun adventure. I think I sign up not for the patches or for the, you know, the other things that sometimes others enjoy, but just to be able to watch the transition of a young man or a young woman, their life's experience, helping them learn skills that change their lives forever. That's what draws me and always has drawn me into scouting. And that's the part I love. It's kind of taken me on several jamborees over the years since 2005. And I just really love scouting. So we're excited to tell you about the Jamboree. Thanks, Russ.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Now let's talk about what makes a National Jamboree special. For a scout, this is one of the biggest adventures they can have. What sets it apart from other scouting events?
Yeah, so the Jamboree, it comes every 4 years. You know, the Jamboree is just this massive scale scouting experience. And then the friendships that are formed within scouting through the Jamboree process. People come to that National Jamboree from all over the world and the United States. It's unparalleled. It's an unparalleled experience that I'll share a little later in this podcast with you, some experiences we had with a contingent from the Polish group back in 2017, but it was quite the experience. Very, very significant for you. So anyway, it's really, really nice experience.
To Rob's point, it is overwhelming to see, you know, the scope and the scale of these jamborees. Probably everybody that's listening to this that is a scout, you have an appreciation for what it looks like when you do a troop activity. You've all probably been to a district camperee or a district event and had the enjoyment of seeing a bunch of other troops there together, even maybe a council jamboree or something that's, you know, statewide or region-wide. This is a whole nother level when they quite literally have to bring out the National Guard to help with the logistics of supporting all of these scouts together. And it creates some amazing memories, some very simple ones. I remember at the last Jamboree, towards the end, the scouts wanted to do a swimming activity, and they had an amazing waterfront with these really cool inflatable mountain iceberg looking things that came up, and it was an obstacle course that you would enter the water and try to make it through the obstacle course as fast as you could. And of course, the, I'm not sure what you call us, the Clydesdale division, the adults were involved in obstacle course with all of the scouts, and everybody was cheering each other on and having a good time to see, you know, everybody compete through this. And there were some scouts that weren't super thrilled about getting in the water and getting wet, and they chose to cheer from the bank while others of us were in the water. And I remember distinctly after that event, when we were walking back to camp, and probably many of you have had this same thought, but to a different level. When we were walking back to camp, I took out my phone, and I happened to be towards the front of the line behind our senior patrol leader that was leading us back to our campsite. And I put it up on selfie mode, and I captured the moment with 36 scouts on the end of a 2-week experience. The camaraderie that we had built, they were all in the same t-shirt. They all were singing some silly song that I was tired of hearing for the umpteenth millionth time. And it was special. It was really, really special. And you have moments like that. You have moments of terror and excitement, trying something new you've never done before. We'll talk about some of the activities later, you know, and then the program, but it runs the gamut from spiritual experiences to these connections that you make with the other scouts, and you really do come home with a grander vision of just how wide and deep and important the scouting movement is and how impactful it is on our youth and on us as adults.
Well, thank you. That explains it nicely. We've each had the opportunity to attend Jamborees, and I think have lots of different experiences, but many, many common ones. And the things you gentlemen have described are similar for me. And to see the growth and development that comes to the scouts, but even the leaders have a great time in the process. Now, reflecting on all those jamborees we've attended, if we put all our jamborees together, it's probably a dozen. And we've had great experiences, but every jamboree brings something new. And that's always exciting, too. Let's talk for a little bit about what's exciting about the 2026 Jamboree at the Summit Bechtel Reserve.
Yeah, so the Summit, there are so many high adventure activities that are available there. ATV, rock climbing, biking, that's BMX or, you know, down through the trees, along trails, zip lines, phenomenal zip lines, unparalleled, skateboarding, canopy adventures. And then you've got a lot of the other nicely integrated things that really make the Jamboree experience fun. There is some merit badge work that's very super diverse and is supported by colleges and technical institutes and businesses around the country. So it's not just some, hey, let's go in this classroom and sit down and have this little chat about a merit badge. You get to, you know, like for instance, in a chemistry environment, you get to practice, you get to do different things. Some of the STEM things, you know, you'll harvest some of your DNA, right? And put in a little neck chain or something to that effect. But anyway, Jeremy mentioned waterfront, you know, kayaking, you know, team races, the paddle boards. They're just really, really fun. Really fun little fishing area. So anyway, there's just a ton of things to do. And, you know, you could live there for a month, you know, and maybe have enough time to go back and do two or three of them again. But it is just a phenomenal, phenomenal place to have the Jamboree. Jeremy, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Absolutely. Yeah. It makes me think of, you mentioned like fishing, right? Like each of these activity areas are typically sponsored by somebody that probably a lot of people listening would recognize. Like I remember the fishing area, I think was sponsored by Bass Pro Shops. The waterfront is sponsored by kayak manufacturers and paddleboard manufacturers. The STEM area is sponsored by chemical companies, or there was a huge welding pavilion that was really fun that was sponsored by Miller that brought all of the latest and greatest welding equipment for the scouts to learn about. Each of these areas, it's to the extreme as far as the latest technology, the very highest quality of equipment that the scouts get to play around with and demonstrate, but it's not volume. Right. This isn't about a punch list of how many things can you check off on your checkbox, off your punch list necessarily. But the quality of those experiences are just really awesome. I'm super excited this year. They're bringing one of my favorite activities back. The PADI, Professional Association of Dive Instructors, is bringing back the scuba diving program. They have four pools that are about 4 or 5 feet deep. They do some basic instruction with the scouts, and then under the watchful eye of qualified instructors, they're allowed to have a scuba diving experience while we're there. The NRA sponsors the shooting sports. So you can imagine from one of our local friends, the Browning Company, to all the other arms manufacturers. They have everything from shotguns to black powder to pistols to rifles to long-range rifles. Like, it is just really cool, the stuff they're bringing back.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's just a myriad of activities to tie into. And historically, as you watched these jamborees move around the country and then to Fort A.P. Hill for a number of years, there had to be a complete setup and takedown all the time. And in this new location, it's amazing how it just keeps growing and developing into a better and better thing. And it's an exciting place to visit anytime, but if you go during a jamboree, it's just unprecedented how much fun there is. Well, before scouts even go to West Virginia, they're in for an incredible experience with our exclusive 5-day pre-jamboree tour. This isn't just a road trip. It's a once-in-a-lifetime tour of American history and culture. Now, what does this look like?
The council really has taken the time to collectively look at, you know, what can we do to optimize this experience. They're flying back to the East Coast. They're spending 10 days back at the National Jamboree. What can we do to supplement that? And how can we do that without like breaking the bank, making it, you know, impossible for somebody to be able to enjoy an East Coast tour? And so they've put together this 5-day experience, pre-jamboree experience, you know, where literally they will get buses and hotels, and the youth basically fly back there, and then they spend the next 5 days touring some national historic sites. And maybe Jeremy can talk about a few of those, but it's like 5 days before the actual jamboree starts, you're on this whirlwind tour, you know, packing it in, you know, just going to see these American historical places where, you know, so many significant things in our country's history have taken place. And this is all planned out, organized by the council for you. You don't have to worry about reservations and all the things that go with that. You just literally fly back there, get on a bus, and away you go, enjoy it. You know, and it brings with it some challenges, you know, for youth who haven't learned how to wake up early to meet some of those appointments, those experiences. We've got to be up early on the buses. So anyway, it's packed in as much as you could fit into 5 days. It is totally planned and packed in, and it's just a once in a lifetime experience. So
I'm super excited for the tour.
Yeah.
It's the Jamboree experience in our council really has two components. We've talked a bit about getting to the actual Jamboree And a lot of councils, that's all they support. That's all they sponsor. The troop flies directly to West Virginia and has that amazing experience. But our council has a tradition, and I'm really excited to see it continue. Of if we're going to spend the money to get back to the East Coast, let's see a few things while we're there. And that's the intent of this tour on the front end. So as Rob said, we'll fly into Philadelphia. We get to go to Independence Hall. We go see the Liberty Bell. We see all of that amazing history, the Betsy Ross House. We walk the streets where Benjamin Franklin, you know, walked himself. We have gone to graves before. We've gone to Reading Terminal and seen downtown Philadelphia. And then we travel by tour bus, tour coaches. They're very comfortable. They're air conditioned, which the boys appreciate when they haven't been exposed to humidity in July before. And we take them back to the East Coast. They're pretty good about getting back into the air conditioning when it's time to move forward. But we'll travel from Philadelphia to, we have a guided tour by a professional guide while we're there. They walk out on the battlefields. They line up and reenact Pickett's Charge. They just really learn to appreciate some of the Civil War history that happens there in the museum. We head to Washington, D.C., sometimes by way of Valley Forge, and spend a couple of days in Washington, D.C., trying to absorb some of the Smithsonians from the Museum of American History, where we get to see the original Star-Spangled Banner to,
excuse me,
many of the boys' favorites, the Air and Space Museum, where they can see the aircraft and the lunar landers and things of that scale, to the National Archives, where we get tickets to go on a timed entry to see the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We've gone to the U.S. Capitol in the past and met with our Congress people who have been able to take us into the Capitol building. Or one of my favorite things that not every troop does, and we'll see if it works out this year, but we go to the Library of Congress, and any scout over the age of 14 can get their Library of Congress library card. That's a pretty
fun. We had about, 10 or 12 of them last time.
Yeah,
get those. That was really fun.
The war memorials, you know, we walk down and pay our respects and talk about the Korean War Memorial, the Vietnam War Memorial, the World War II Memorial, and the Utah symbols that are there. We walk through the FDR Monument and Memorial and over to the Roosevelt Memorial as the sun sets. It's a walking tour for sure, but we hit a lot of Washington, D.C., and then eventually make our way to West Virginia, hitting a couple other smaller sites on the way. One of the new additions this year, two of the newest national parks, one of which is in Beckley, West Virginia, the New River Gorge National Park. It sits right on the edge of the Summit Scout Reservation, and we are going to go to the New River Gorge National Park. The symbol of that park is an enormous bridge that spazzes a chasm that's over 1,000 feet deep. So in the land of hills and not necessarily mountains, it is quite impressive to find a gorge that's been cut by that river over time that's spanned by a bridge. And we have made arrangements to have a pretty cool experience with that bridge. There's a catwalk underneath that allows you to walk from end to end that requires special permission and ticketing. And we're going to do that the day before we start our actual summit experience. So a lot to happen in the lead up to the actual Jamboree and an appreciation.
They almost get more worn out. They get excited to finally get to the summit, right? Where they can relax and just enjoy scouting stuff, right?
Yep. And it's all hotels, right? While we're on the road.
Yeah.
It's hotel rooms, they're sleeping in beds, it's restaurant food, sometimes
at a food
court, sometimes at a Chuck-O-Rama. They always love that one. But then we transition to tents and camping and cooking our own food once we arrive at the summit. So we get both worlds.
Yeah, so this pre-Jamboree tour is really something. For many scouts, this would be, like you say, their first time seeing some of these iconic American landmarks, and to be in that vicinity and miss them would be a real shame. So it's adds to the experience. It's just great. And then with the accommodations taken care of, it's stress-free. It's easy.
Right.
You arrive at the Jamboree all ready to go into the scouting portion of it. So It always adds greatly. Now, let's talk about the big question. How do scouts afford this adventure? What kind of options do they have for fundraising?
Yeah, so the total cost breakdown, like I say, they've analyzed this and they've basically put as much as they can into what possibly you could do in that time period. The total cost breakdown is $3,650. The youth can start working on that now and earn money, you know, through their summer jobs. You know, we've seen people go out and aerate, you know, put up some aerating businesses in the spring to raise money, or, you know, they'll contact a lot of their family members and say, hey, I'm headed to the Jamboree here in 2026 and I need to come up with $3,650, and you have anything you need my help with. And inevitably, you know, those family members will provide opportunities for these youth to go out and raise some money, right, in exchange for services. And that's the funnest thing to watch. We've watched youth who literally are struggling financially. Their families are struggling financially, but they recognize the great value that this Jamboree experience will be for their youth, and they just commit all out for that. There are a lot of great fundraising opportunities, but I do remember one particular youth who, I think the fee then was like $2,600, and he'd come up with $1,000. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to come up with the rest. And so we started asking friends and neighbors, hey, do you have anything that you need help with? We have an individual that's trying to raise some money for scouting. And it just out of the woodwork, he probably raised $1,000 amongst friends and neighbors who needed things done in their yards or their businesses, where he got to go and, you know, actually help them out. And it was just real rewarding, I think, for him to recognize how much money he had made, that he could do it. Gave him a great level of confidence in the process of doing that. And it was really fun to watch. And I think that changed his life as a youth for years to come. Jeremy can share some other great council fundraising ideas that might be helpful as well.
Yeah, the council doesn't want finances to get in the way, right? A lot of what we do in life seems to be somewhat limited by finances, and families and people have to make choices. There are competing priorities with sports programs and other options out there, and the council recognizes that, and we're trying to provide opportunities to these scouts to overcome the financial hurdle. We've done everything we can to keep the cost effective and efficient. And the council has provided the jerky sales and the popcorn sales programs that many of the local troops use. We have an additional arrangement with the Jamboree troops to try to help support that in a positive way. There are local fundraisers we've done with past Jamboree troops. I think, Rob, you were part of one troop that I was in where we did Christmas gift wrapping, the Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah,
that was a good fundraiser. People loved having their Christmas presents wrapped by the scouts. And we always had a parent there, so the customer could choose whether they wanted it wrapped by the parent, or we called it the quote-unquote boyfriend wrap, where the scout would wrap it so that the recipient would believe that the boyfriend had actually wrapped it themselves.
Yeah.
It was a pretty fun little touch. Fun fundraiser. So there are ways. I guess that's my point. Don't be intimidated by the money. There are ideas out there. There are a lot of good folks that are trying to help support and keep finances from being the reason you don't participate.
Great. Well, lots of ways to get help with that, and never too early to get started, so that there's plenty of time. Well, before we wrap up, I'd like to ask both of you, if you had one piece of advice to a scout that was considering the Jamboree, what would you tell him?
Yeah, I'd just say go for it, right? That personal impact, you know, that this is going to have on you as a scout is going to be unparalleled, you know, and go into it committed. You know, it takes a commitment to be able to raise that money, but it will make a huge difference in your life. This is going to be an experience like no other, and it's an experience that you get to have away from family. So it gives you the opportunity to grow personally as a youth. So for those parents listening, I know that sounds kind of scary, and we've taken plenty of youth on these jamborees who've been extremely homesick. And we recognize that as a huge element of this experience, right? This is where your child, your scout, and your troop has the opportunity to grow and to develop and understand and learn the value of family while they're out there with the scouts in a great experience, you know, that they'll never have anything like that in their lives, you know, up to that point. So, yeah, I just say go for it. Just enjoy it, you know?
Good point, Rob. I would say the same thing, maybe just a little differently. Seize the experience. Don't let this go by. This is the chance, a chance for scouts to have a better appreciation of who they are as an American citizen and our American history, who they are as a scout, and the size and the scope of that movement at the national level, and how they are not alone in that. And to see in our own council, amazing it can be to be combined with other scouts from our local area that they will build lifelong friendships with, people that they will spend these months preparing for, and then the weeks at the Jamboree associating with, that they'll stay in contact with for decades and decades to come. Come and join us. Come and have the experience. It will change you. It will change your scout.
You know, Rob, you promised us a quick, insightful story about the Polish scouts.
Yeah. Okay, you got 40 scouts out there, right? And we're in D.C. We're touring D.C., you know, on the mall and walking around. And we're meeting other scouts from all over the world, you know, and from all over the United States who are doing the same thing as us before the Jamboree. But we happened to bump into the Polish contingent who came from Poland. And I'm sure that was a very expensive endeavor. Came over, they were spending some time in Washington, D.C., walking around, you know, checking things out, like, hey, this is America, huh? Right, this is... And anyway, so during this process, and we just keep bumping into them, you know, every place we go there, and we started talking to them, getting to know them, and come to find out, logistics were a problem for them. They had tried to get a tour bus. They'd all been rented out or something and didn't have any that were available, or those that were available basically were charging way too much, more than they had budgeted. And their ability to get from Washington, D.C. down through to the summit for the Jamboree experience literally had been, you know, they didn't have any transportation. And as we started talking to them a little bit more at length and sharing lunch together and visiting with them, found out that they really were just planning to sleep in the bus stop that night, you know, waiting for a bus that maybe could take them and some opportunity that would come up. And so we pulled our scouts together and we said, you know what? Tonight, this group is going to be sleeping in the bus stop, you know, on the benches. And what do you guys think about maybe offering a room for them where they can come and clean up, you know, and have a nice, comfortable, nice night's sleep? And I think there were 14 of our scouts who voluntarily said, I will give up my room. So a lot of our scouts doubled up, you know, tripled up in some of the other rooms. We made three rooms available for them in that hotel, and we gave them the keys. And it was fun to watch that Polish contingent come and spend the night in a hotel in D.C. And as we were visiting with the contingent leader from the council back then, one of our buses happened to be for a venturing crew. It was the perfect age group that fit. They had the exact number of seats available on that bus because they were fewer in number. And the council contingent said, you know, this would be a good thing. We will offer to help them get down to the summit. They were going there anyway. And so, you know, and then through the whole Jamboree experience while we were there, rubbing shoulders with this Polish contingent, spending an afternoon, an evening, you know, with them in camp and talking to them about scouting in Poland. It was just a it was just a really interesting experience. And then, of course, they're trading neckerchiefs with us, you know, all kinds of fun little patches. They ended up with some really nice patches from our contingent that year. But I think the memories are the things that stand out the most. And that's what's going to happen, hopefully, for you youth who are listening and who choose to make this a commitment and go and participate. You will have opportunities like that that you are not expecting, or you could not even anticipate expecting, you know, today are going to happen to you. And it's just part of scouting, and it's kind of fun to watch how that happens. Anyway, yeah. Hopefully well, that adds some excitement to what you might be anticipating if you choose to attend the Jamboree.
Yeah, that almost sounds like doing a good turn daily, doesn't it?
Totally is. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, what we would say now in closing is if you're listening and you're even thinking about the 2026 National Jamboree, do not wait. Spots will fill up fast, and you don't want to miss this incredible experience. To learn more, head to utahscouts.org/jamboree. That's utahscouts.org/jamboree and start planning your adventure today. You can sign up there, register, and get things going. We'll see you at the summit, Bechtel Reserve, in 2026. Until next time, keep making an impact wherever your scouting journey takes you. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Miles of Impact. Together, we're building a legacy of service, adventure, and leadership that reaches every corner of our community. Want to learn more about how scouting makes a difference? Visit us online at utahscouts.org and be part of the journey. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, family, and fellow scouters, because every mile we travel together. Until next time, keep making an impact and keep the adventure alive.